I like someone listen, points out that we barely talked about Legos and Gimli aside from Elf Hoverboard incident.
And we didn't mention the Industrial Revolution once, Glenn. No. Where were you on that one?
We didn't. We forgot to mention Hitler.
To mention Hitler. Oh, God. Well, what are we doing?
We mentioned World War II, but not
that's
Hitler.
Anybody listening to the live stream, in about 5 months, we're going to want $48 from you for an extended edition of the podcast.
This was
the
short one. That's right. Guys, that was my greatest ending fake out ever.
What?
What if there's a post-credit sequence where about the... No, not really. The Industrial Revolution and about Legolas and Gimli.
No one's talking about how my daughter is secretly named after Galadriel.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really?
Secretly?
What's her name?
Galadriel. Galadriel.
It's a secret.
We had a lot of trouble trying Gladys. To pick names for our kids, and so I couldn't convince my wife to pick any names from my list, so I had to pick one from her list, and the one I picked was Kate spelled with a C, and it was because of Kate Blanchett. Literally because of that, which I didn't mention at the time, and now retroactively I can say, you know what, I picked that on the list, Kate with a C, because of Kate Blanchett.
Trojan name choice.
Wow.
I went to college with an Arwen, and she made my heart go pitter-pat.
Oh, every time she came by, did you feel the need to go to the bathroom?
slowed to a point. And then yes. Stopped.
So my friend Genevieve, who is a huge Lord of the Rings fan, like her parents read it to her when she was a child. She was apparently so ill-tempered that her parents constantly referred to her as the Balrog.
You don't want that name to stick.
That's going to linger.
Yeah. Ouch. Okay, I need to do that fake thing now where I thank you for being on part one because this is two episodes. And then I'll need to...
I was proud of you, Jason, that you did that in the past episode that you had to split. You did that without us.
That was great.
Well, I had no other way to do it, so that was what I had to do. It's like...
You don't have to do it this... You can do that way.
John, did you notice that you respond to something Glenn says in the middle of that podcast? Even though you weren't there?
I was listening to that one in the car. That and I was like, really wait, funny. Where did John just come from? Like,
the magic of it. Well, that one was weird with the guest star appearances and the fact that Ren and Lisa were at the same time, but they were in a different time zone than...
And Glenn was in his own little pod by himself. Except for when you were there.
I was listening, and then I was like... Well, that was very John, what do you think about it? I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, because John jumps in about name pronunciations or something. And I was like, wait, I remember I was on the podcast at that point, but Glenn wasn't there. I don't know what's happening.
Because Glenn wasn't going to be in the episode. So I read the thing about Glenn and we commented on it. And then Glenn was in the episode. So I read it again. And then I realized that I had John saying a funny thing because I was talking about pronouncing things. And so I just put it in. And it's no one will.
Stop fucking about with history, Jason. This is bad. More like speak loser and enter.
I'm holding up my hand with my fingers twisted into whatever the Elvish symbol is for loser at my forehead.
That's good.
Okay, I think we've all
you can make something out of that, right, Jason?
You heard the clip show. I can do anything.
Jason's going to quit his job in order to edit this podcast.
No, I've got weeks to edit this podcast.
This is hour 14 of the Jerry Lewis telethon, only there's no Percodan to help us through it.
There's love. Sweet love, right? Dude, let's go to the tote board.
Tiffany!
Oh. Oh, yes. Hey-o. All right. Yeah. It's really late here.
Oh my God, you poor bastards.
Sorry, everybody, but this is great, and we'll never have to do a podcast again because I'll just make this into six episodes. I'm going to do it. That's good. Yeah. Thanks.
Nice on the schedule, Jason.
Thanks for the Elvish there,
you're
Glenn.
Doing
that was
good.
Right?
Elvish up my sleeve. Then.
What is next? Well, so the Wreck-It Ralph episode that we recorded a million years ago.
Right. Oh, you have the comic thing. Lock and Key is next.
And we're going to do Lock and Key, which is a comic book. John does.
Which apparently they made a TV show out of with Miranda Otto.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was just looking that up during this.
I've read some comic books, Jason.
I heard. I
read
was...
four comic books.
Congratulations!
Oh, you're still alive. Pretty impressive.
Can we do a podcast on now that I've got a Blu-ray player? I am sort of interested in the you know, should we do one on actual technology, like what we use to watch and view, or do we do...
No,
then Jason and I will have to...
I'll have to fire myself.
Blu-ray player that he accidentally ordered the wrong item of, and now he wants to do a whole podcast about it.
It's true. But, you know, you don't have to be on it. I can host it. Ha-ha. Then you won't get fired.
Glenn keeps wanting to host episodes of the podcast. I just don't let him.
I know.
I don't know. I would have to think about that. Glenn, I love Glenn's pitching me an episode
of the podcast.
You're not the king.
Oh man, is there a part where Glenn sets himself on fire?
No, but my microphone is very, very small.
Spoilers. It's
a microphone. Jason's microphone is as big as a room. My microphone is very tiny.
It's viewing things. I don't know if there would be a whole episode there, but we could maybe talk about it. So Wreck-It Ralph thing that we recorded in a year ago, Lord of the Rings, Lock and Key, and then after that, Jasper Ford. I think we're going to do a book club about him, maybe. But I've got a bunch of stuff mixed up. There's the Primer, 12 Monkeys, Looper. Time travel right, movies.
I gotta rewatch Primer. You gotta keep giving me heads up on that to remind.
Oh yeah,
me.
I want to watch Primer also. So I'll if you give me time, I'll do that too.
Yeah,
that
sounds great. I don't think we're gonna record that for another few weeks. So
I didn't watch plenty of time. Is Looper out on?
Looper just came out.
And the anime of Syracuse County will come after that. The anime club,
don't watch him, Dan. Save him.
And then not yet, Dan.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And then the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God. Am I gonna have to rewatch that? Oh,
yes, geez. Yes. You have to watch it again.
Let me put it this way.
And take notes.
I've seen it at least 5 times. I think seared into my brain.
You could get a doctor's note,
or some sort of neurological
prescription.
And then
get the hydrocodone.
The other ones on my list right now are Star Trek: The Original Series, especially since Steve is just watching those now. Oh. Portal and Portal 2. Episode, and I want to do a Wrinkle in Time episode. That's the book and the graphic novel adaptation.
I need to reread the book. I have it on my shelf here.
And you got to read the graphic novel, which
is very
interesting.
I'll get the graphic novel if we're in an episode. I was thinking about getting it. No,
so
those, get it.
That's what I got on my list for fourth.
Is the graphic novel child appropriate?
I think it is.
Sure, sure.
Ask Rent. She has it.
It's I just read it. It's just as child appropriate as the book, which is that there's some scary stuff in it, but it's fine.
Maybe I'll throw
warning.
That at my children.
Time.
Do you mean child appropriate? Like, could a child read it, or child appropriate as is there something bad in it?
Both.
There's nothing I would say is bad in it. Could a child read it? I mean, my memory of A Wrinkle in Time is that I didn't really understand it when I was a kid and I read it. There's a lot of very strange stuff in there, and it's a weird book. It's really weird. Ren and Lisa both have a lot of love for it and fond childhood memories, and that's fine. But it's good. It's just really strange.
What's funny is that's not the weirdest one she wrote either. Like, she restrained her weirdness for that, and the other ones are
really
much more peculiar.
Yeah, I don't remember those as well. Not only because my memory is bad, but because I read a whole bunch of that was in the litany of like YA fantasy ish type stuff I read as a kid, and there are other books that left a way bigger imprint on my mind than that one, but I guess I'll have to reread it now.
Yes. Somebody on Twitter just said they were confused when in that club show where I dropped John in there. That's okay. I decided
you on your toes.
That's right. John is everywhere. John has so much power. He can pop into other people's segments and comment on them.
It's everywhere. That
I'm preemptively criticizing Glenn's pronunciation of everything.
Andy, you were going to say something?
I'm saving the audio. Unfortunately, like the second time that you said that this episode was over, I actually stopped recording.
Did you return recording after that, or did you not?
I did not because at that point it was exporting the file.
Well, I'll patch it in then. I can do that.
Sorry about that.
The part of Andy will be replaced with the cartoon character of your choice. Andy, would you like Elmer Fudd?
That's all right. I'll be able to. I'll use my Stentorian voice, and I will say.
All right.
I don't know what I will say, I'll try to remember as best I can.
Guys, we got dead air. Guys.
You see, it's like when I'm trying to reproduce an ad lib, it's like the lightning got caught in a bottle, and then I open the bottle and release the lightning to illuminate the world and electrify it. And I can't get that lightning back because that's my gift, and that's my curse. And when I'm here asking you to please donate for my kids, I want you to know the sacrifice that this takes out of me. And so when I don't hear those phone ringings, I have to wonder. I have to ask myself who's watching and why they're making that choice. All right, let's just get Lola Flolafalana out the hell out here to sing whatever the hell she's going to sing.
Yep. It's very late here.
Well, that was terrifying.
Yes, Andy, if I need you to patch something, I'll let you know, and maybe we'll do a quick little session to for you to say
we'll
things.
Do some ADR.
We'll loop it. Yes, that's right. Oh yeah, I'll just use the computer voice. Thank you for being
here. Go with cellos, Andy.
Yeah.
It's very nice to talk to you, Jason.
Yes. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good.
Thank you.
Wait, is it real?
This is not a fake out.
Andy left, the sucker.
He had a pee.
Yeah, he did. He really had to go. Liv Tyler. Okay.
I'm going to stretch this to be long enough as long as one of the movies.
All right.
We're almost there.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's a lot taller order for this than for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet, it happened.
We didn't talk about the family trees. Goodbye. Good night.
Yep. We also didn't talk about The Hobbit. Oh, well, next time.
I haven't seen The Hobbit.
So we didn't spoil it for you.
There's a Hobbit.
No! Oh, you win. You're the last one.
Ah,
good night.
Sucker!
Yeah.